So we saw last time that avoiding crude is something which goes against your greed. It goes that you have to think about things which there's like no chibush, which that is like alien, because we are not used to that. Shom already says that we are not used to it, that we are challenged by that, because our intellect wants to have chidushim to think about, but avoida, or we'll see today, avoida, whatever it means, is not about that. So that brought me to the thought that there are two main functions of your head. Let's put that into categories. Yeah, you can't deny that the Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the one that's from the Jewish side, you know, the one who's made the poetry, Rabbi Yehuda Levi. The Ramban also wrote, even the Chazanish wrote poetry, you know. That's a human trait. That's a human thing. Only human beings make poetry. I never asked the elephant what he does in his free time, but it doesn't look like that he makes poetry. Only human beings do poetry. It's another part of your brain which you solve problems. Solving problems. That's also human. But poetry is not about solving problems. You don't sit there in your chair and have a problem with the rhyme, and then you solve the problem and says, ah, you solved the problem. That doesn't work like this. That works differently. Yeah? Clear? What is the main part of your brain? What is the first function of your brain? Is it first and foremost a tool to solve problems? And for your free time, and for when you don't have anything to do really, you know, for where it's also to learn, you know, the Mokavis Hametunofim or things like this, or for Noshim and Kedanim, there's also part of your brain which can make poetry. Or the opposite way around. The main part, the main function of your human brain is poetry and things like this. And also, God, you can solve problems with it, but that's not what it's made for first place. What would be your take? Without taking into account that Leuchter asked the question, you know, that's not fair, you know. But when you would ask yourself the question, that's a good hakira, you know, you could make a hakira out of that. What is it? So, we are today used to say, clearly, that the brain is made in order to solve problems. That's also a Western civilization thing. I don't want to go into that. I don't know how to address Western civilization in Lakewood. That could be dangerous. I don't know. But that is a Western civilization thing, because when you look at tests, you can come into the front and sit here. There are a lot of chairs over here. You can do whatever you want. You don't disturb me. So when you look into the Western civilization, the way they approach intellect, it's mainly about solving problems. Huh? Mainly about problem solving. When you make an IQ test, it's not, you shouldn't do it, but when you do it once, because you are desperate to know your IQ, which is not meaningful, so the most part of it is solving problems. Solving problems. And quickly solving problems. Yeah? Then you are more intelligent. But I think the Torah doesn't look like this. To my own amazement, the Torah looks that the main part of your brain is the part of poetry, and the solving problem is only secondary. Yes, I think so. Because Chazal say, Losid Lovoy, there won't be any questions in Torah. So it sounds to me that class is lower, we all be thick, you know, all of us. You fall back into a vegetative stage, you know. There's nothing to do, you know. There's no Shver Rashba anymore, you know. No kasha in the Rambam. Reb Chaim out of business, you know. There's no questions anymore. So what do you do then? Then you sit here and sit back and relax. That's what you'll do. No, can't be. You still are dealing with Ruchnis, what if? You're dealing even more with Ruchnis. But Weishaus dealing with Ruchnis is not about solving problems. Dealing with Ruchnis is about something else. Yeah? There is a part of solving problems too. I don't deny that. Yeah? You don't know me and that. Okay. I also can't solve problems, you know. I am not a poet, you know? I'm not that guy, you know. But only as a sugya. Huh? That what we saw last time in the Akdor from the Mesillas Yoharim, that the problem of the Avodah is that you have to think about things which are already known. It's not only Musar. That's a major part in your human being. We lose that. We lose that. When we are saying a tefillah, we really don't know what to do with that. Eh? Because there you don't, for example, there you don't solve problems, you know. You do not. You don't say, Boruch. It could be a yeshiva bochur with down like this, you know. They say Boruch, and then you say, yeah, Boruch Ad Ah. And you want really prepare yourself for Rosh Hashanah, then you prepare for the Shmona Esrei, and then you think, Boruch Ah, the Nefesh Chai Zok Tazei, or the Rashba Zok Tazei, and the Maral Zok Tazei, and the Zok Tazei, and the Kashem, the Kup Tuchaz Zazei, Ah, Boruch, now I have the Shikul Tera, Boruch, Ato, well, why? That's a whole Shikul Tera, but you didn't daven a word, you know? You did not daven. No, the Shmona Esrei doesn't pose any problems. It doesn't put you in front of any problem. That's what I said. There's no problem to solve there. And it's a Spitz Ruchnis. I don't know whether you know, but I think the Chazanish had a very big capability to solve problems. I don't know what you learn, but when you once learn parts of the Shas which are not so yeshivish, then you begin to see that the Chazanish knew how to learn, you know? Definitely, you know. You learn the course, you learn Eruvin, you learn all these all these things, and then you see that man knew how to learn. He was solving problems which you can't never say that you are somewhere where the Chazanish wasn't, you know. It's like going for a tiul into Nepal, and then you think on that peak I'm the first, and then you see there the Chazanish says, Shalom, I was there already, you know. I thought about that problem and I solved it in a certain way. That's what the Chazanish was. I think the Chazanish, that way, they told me, it was 40 years ago, told me the Chazanish was able to say Birkat HaTorah 20 minutes. Srim Dakot. 20 minutes to say from Asher Kedishonu, with Asher Bo Chabor Vekol Lo'amim, Vino Sanon Estei Rosoi, Nesin HaTorah 20 minutes. He didn't solve any problems on the way. He was simply living with that ruchnius. And that's what life is about. Life is not about solving problems. We always say, Leben in Lernen, Leben mit Ruchnius. That's what you say over here in Stone too. Yeah? But life is not about solving problems. Your heart doesn't solve any problems. It makes simply like this. 80 years, 90 years. No? Same thing. Doesn't solve any problems. It just works. It does it. And that's what life is about. Same thing, 80 years. You would do the job. I make a stage with life. You know, the one is a pair, and one is the ear. And there's one guy which has a central role, and he only does this. The whole stage, make that. That's the central. You know, he's the main actor. You would be it? No. But that's what life is about, you know. Never solving any problems. Life doesn't solve any problems. Life is life. So when we want to live with Ruchnis, we have to be honest that living with Ruchnis doesn't mean solving a problem. solving a problem in life means that you have very interesting, that's also very interesting, that you have something which is an obstacle to your life, Chas v'Shalom, you know, and you have to go, and there are big people and brains, really interesting things which are called medicine, you know. That's the most interesting thing, but the medicine is only secondary, the same thing, you know. You don't live in order to go to the hospital. No. You live in order not to go to the hospital, you know. But it's not so interesting. And the guy, you ask the guy, where he wants to the hospital? Never, you know. And he's 90, 100, and say, where he wants by the doctor? Never. Then you say, kol hakavod, but better. You know, don't ask him. So, how was it? No, it was no big deal, you know, that it was simply going on for 100 years. But when is it interesting for you when you say, what did you have? I had with the eyes. What did they do? Much interesting, you know? Same thing. Of course. You have problems, of course. That's the interesting thing, you know? But that's not what life is about. And Ruchnis is the same thing. Ruchnis is about the simple thing. Going on. But there is interesting things on the way because you are running into problems because you don't know what means boeken verlieren, and you don't that really don't know what it means, and you don't know what it means shibudim, and you don't mean paal geit moeche masakob. I don't know what it means, it's more in Noshele Zik, it's more in the Moye, it's more in Teich, whatever you say, there's a rabur on that, right? So whatever, you know. When you learn Ta, when you learn Olas, then you Kaveres is a sugya that is magic. There you think there were magicians, these Chazal, you know. Just you have no clue how this tumor goes through that thing, you know. Have no clue about that, you know. That's very interesting. But life, those are the problems you are running into, which are the most interesting problems. Most interesting. But life is not about that. Same way as life is not about the lung disease, and not about the liver problem, not about any intestine problem. That's not what life is about. Life is about having no problems and just live. Huh? So living in the world is the same thing. We have a problem with that. Perhaps that is our problem. We have a problem with that. You see? We have a problem. But this is a central problem for Aben Torah, that we have to establish ourselves that there is a possibility to do that. And I am very much in favor of learning the way we learn. I'm not against that bichlal. You have to know me. I'm very much in favor of learning with all of your intellectual koiches and really trying to solve the problem and walking around and putting your head to the wall till something comes out, or a teretz or blood, you know, or the other. Yeah? So I'm very much in favor of that. I want you to do that. Not your machanach, but I want my in the kohel I have there. I drive them crazy, you know, when someone comes and says, you know, the gemara is a poshut, is a good. No, it's not posher that every single line and every single word is a problem. I understand that. I'm in favor of that. But you have to know that there is another dimension in Ruchnius which we can't just cut out. We can't do that. It emerges very much in Tfile. Eh? Tfile is the endeavor. And when you know, Tfile is the endeavor where you hook up first. When you are once in charge of Bochim or Young Light and you want to see whether a person has a problem with its Ruchnius, don't look at the learning. That will go for a long time. Look at the Tfile. When you see a person has a problem with Ruchnius, the Tfile hooks out first. Yeah, because Erken is davening now. Erken is nishtom. And it's not the question of Emune. It's not a question of emunah. You need an emunah, then you learn Derech Hashem. That means you solve problems in emunah. Don't solve problems in emunah. That's not the point. The guy simply doesn't connect to this life. it's not a living thing by him, you know. And then he hooks up. I once said that in yeshiva, that you have to be careful. I once said in yeshiva that when people ask you how is your ben Torah, huh? So I said once, I was once mashir yeshiva, so I said that thing that when someone asks you how is your ben Torah, then I would have to answer. When someone thinks about how he is a ventura, you have to think about how his tefillah goes, not how his learning goes. Because you can learn a long time after you are not a ventura. That goes for a long time. In the end, you'll get off that too, you know. But it goes for a long time further. And the real measurement is tefillah. So I said that, and after the shmuz, I thought that someone came to me, asked a question, and I was so happy. I was a young mashgiach, a new mashgiach. I was so happy and feeling that someone asked a question about the shmuz. That was for me such a flattering experience, you know, that someone comes to us and they ask me, and then the question was, when someone asks you in shiduchi, do you answer with the same criterion? That was the problem by him, you know. He simply was afraid that I'll answer like this, that then I would say, no, he's not the ben Torah, because he can't dab it. So that's what he took out from the shmuz, nothing else, you know. That's it. So that was like a healthy experience for me, you know. Don't wait for being a great man to ask questions. But that's the truth. And when you know Gnei Torah, you know that I say the truth now. And you know it exactly. And exactly that what I tell you now, that's a plain truth. That's simply the truth. That the connection to tefillah is a very frail thing. Yeah? Because it means netto life with ruchnis. And the connection to lomdus is a very stable thing. Come with a skate, yeah? It's a very stable thing, because that is problems and solving and tutsachdol. But the tefillah is not. There's no problems there and no solving there. It's simply ruchnis there, which you have to live with. But that's the first. That's your first function. Yeah. So you have to work on that. But it's be'etzem. I want only to show you a thing which it is like the hemshach of the Mesir Shalom, not because I want to learn with you the Mesir Shalom, that's not my point, but only the hemshach on the Mesir Shalom, which you all know, only I don't think that you learn it in that way, the way I will try now to look at this. It's a perek aleph, you know, everyone knows. You know? So that perek, yeah, that's all. So this perek has three mahalchim, three. The first is Lisanik al Hashem. The next one is Dveikus, which brings in two new concepts, which is Shleimus and Toiv. The Shleimus is the Dveikus, and that's a Toiv Amiti. And the third one is, you'd call that Tikkun Olam. Yeah? Or whatever, however you want to call that. Olam Oyvot Vashiku Gol. So I want to only contemplate a little bit what he says. So, Lisanik al Hashem, that means you are touched, Lisanik, I don't know how to call that, by Ruchnius. Beronim is a ruchnistic thing, you know. Lisanik al Hashem means you are touched by ruchnis. When you look up the in Perek Aleph there, by that mahalach, and in that part of the Metzilat Shalom, when he speaks about Lisanik al Hashem, there are no problems. There are no problems. He doesn't say you have Yetzer Hara. He doesn't say there's a Milchemes HaYetzer going on. He doesn't say you have to be Misiageya. Nothing. You have to have the Lisanik al Hashem. The Lisanik al Hashem, there, you have to go through Olam Hazeh, because Olam Hazeh is the way to reach that place of Olam Habo. And you have to make mitzvahs. And the mokum of the making the mitzvahs is Olam Hazeh. So you have to be in Olam Hazeh in order to reach the Lisanik al Hashem. That's it. No mentioning of any Milchemes HaYetzer. There's no problem. You're just Fine. Comes the second one, which he says, it is takel oit bedover tira ki ashlemus amit yurak at veikus boy, as it veikus, and there suddenly problems are entering the picture. Only there. But he says, that's right. Umasho yedov damelech abam, v'chol zulas, ki rak zeh otoiv, v'chol zulas zeh, she'achshavu b'nei odom l'otoiv, that means a problem. You could make a mistake, but you have to know it's nothing. Eino ela hebel v'shov nise. Omno kishis ki odom l'otoiv azois, roi shiyavo el rishoino. Why only here? He would have to say it from the beginning. No, only here. Yamul Rishoino, Mishtal Bigilikdoiso. She studied the old boy, the girl Maisim should tell Adam Zainin, Behemim a mitzvah. Yeah, you have to be Mishtal. And then, but there is a Marchikim Emanu, Taivis, and these Taivis are making you not being in the right position. But all of the world, Kolin Yone Oilom, Anishoin is Lord. Kolin Yone Oilom, Benotay Ben Mutavinem Nishoin is Lord. That's what he says. And that is a milchome is poni boche. You have a terrible milchome, and when you are menatzeach the milchome, who yehod mashole? Asher yiske lidovim b'boiroi. The yetsim in a proiser zev ikonis betraklin leir b'yorachayim. And now comes a flabbergasting thing. Ukefi hashiur asher kovashes yitzroi betavoyisov minisrachik min amarchik moyisov mihatoyim nishtad lidovik boy ken yasigeyo v'yismach boy. No, kufi ashir shel mitzvahs. No, what's why? You learned that once, even in Lakewood. You learned that perek. You learned once, you know, all our purpose. So no, but no, he said beforehand, hey, mei mitzvahs. So kufi ashir shel kiyum mitzvahs. You are zeichen. No, kufi ashir shel is kaber aleid. What's that? What's that? Why do you have to change the topic? Before it was a topic, mitzvahs. And the topic of Chira state mitzvahs, only there's another other thing entering the picture. That's called dveikus. But now, pitom, there is a problem going on. And then even the problem is so important that that is the measurement for your shleimus. The measurement is mitzvahs, no? Let's be charedi. No? This is a simple problem. Hmm? You learned it once. Learned once? You had this question? No. Okay, so that's my problem. I have a lot of problems, but mostly with people which have no problems, you know? Was doch gelernt, die Sache. Ja, was ist das? Was schwer als ich? Second. Third mal something ununderstandable. Because he says, Doilum is ayu b'shikol godl. And then he brings Chazalim that the world wants to be together with the Odom HaSholem. That's the Avonu from the Yankev Avinu, and that's the Or of the Tzadikim, you know, remember that. But in the end he says, that's what the Bnei Olam tells him, Hinei, that's the world, V'kol Ma Sheberoshi B'Shvilcha Baruch, the nice world you saw, Ten Daitcha Shel Sekalka V'Sachi V'Seilomi. So when you want to bring a person that he is in a position to destroy the world, you don't have to run to these Chazal. Stoim, Doramabul, Dorafloge, Chub and Abayis. You have Mefurish Psukim that you can destroy the world. You don't have to say the Avonim from Yankov Avinu. It's only a diuk in the posuk and it's a medrash, you know, and you don't really know what was that. They were quarreling and then all of them become one. So so still he put his head on then what was the helping, you know? What was the tealis that all the one became one, and then he was still only on one side. Elamai, he touched all of this. That's what you say. I once asked a question by my children. They have no small children, and I asked them, what did it help that all the Avonim became one? And I wanted them to teach them that Slomdus, you know, that your Mikzas Kli is that Benegia is your Nagia in the Ganze Kli. I wanted to do that, but I had a daughter which was more clever than me, and I said, what did it help, you know, all the Avonim quarreled and then all together, but he's still only on one side. What did it help? So I wanted them to sing, but she was more clever than me, and she said, there was no one left to quarrel with. That's an answer, you know. That's a child's answer. Gewaltig, you know. You're just this. Yeah, I was. I didn't know what to do, you know. But okay. But why do you have this? To have these spooky chazals about the old tzaddikim and the kvovinu? Very simple. You are in a position like an atom reactor, or you're Americans, perhaps you don't know that. By the Cold War, the world was a millimeter next to an atom war. You know that. And there was one Russian guy which didn't do that. It was only it was a millimeter next to it, because the Russians saw by mistake three missiles coming in from America, but it was a mistake, because the clouds made that with the sun made it seem like missiles coming in, and there were three. Yeah? And when he would tell that to Moscow, they would give the order to shoot, and then the world would be gone. That was 1 millimeter next to the end of the world, you know. But he was a responsible person, and he didn't give over that message, because he knew that he is in a position to destroy the whole thing, you know. So you are in the same, but these missiles don't want him. They are not mistaken to be dovig in him. No, but simply you are in a very responsible position, and you can't destroy the whole thing. Be careful. Why? Yeah. You learned to fight pedagogues? You had this question? That's my problem, you know. You see, I have a problem. But why do you have this? So this whole Perek Aleph teaches you that. The first Malach, which is the main Malach, because all the other two are only the Shtakel Oit Bedovo. That means this is a deepening of the understanding of the whole Tafkit. The Tafkit of a person is to reach in a place where he is above Pchire. That's called the Hisanig Al Hashem. Hisanig Al Hashem, there's no Pchire left. But no Pchire left means there's no Tevora. And the Mokum for that is only the Olam Habo. But Lisanig Al Hashem, there, when you are Lisanig Al Hashem, there, then you can't have a pitui for a Yetzer anymore. That doesn't go, because you'll say, Ichob Besaldo, you know, there's no Yetzer left. When you are reaching a Madrega for Lisanig Al Hashem Be'emes, then the Yetzer doesn't have to, he can't come after you anymore. He's gone. There's no Ra. There's no problems. There are no problems left. Tainuk is such a thing which a problem is mafriya. It's a Tosfos also. I now didn't have the possibility to look at it, but it's a Tosfos too. That when you are torut in learning, it lacks you in having tainuk in learning. Because a tirde learning, as much as it's interesting, but tainuk is like an opposite thing to that. You can't be torut in learning and having a tainuk. Because a tainuk you have when things are in place, like Oynik Shabbos, you know, Malach Tekiru Asuyo. There's nothing, it's tastes like this, like I've been learning. As we are in Saita or in somewhere, you know. I have to say that the Trudim Bevalach Begirsosom is a shter in having a Tainuk. Yeah, he's having a Tainuk. But that's what the Tainuk is built like. Tainuk is built that. Nothing stirs it. You know, you see it once in a while. You can't have the most fancy, like say over here, once in a while, a chasen is a fancy thing. You get an American steak where you can make a tiny rivet in two directions. You know, this sort of steak. So you have such a thing, and you just want that. And there's one fly, or a mosquito is erger. You know, there's one little thing, and then all of this steak is gone. The whole geschmack is gone because of one fly, you know. You had that once, yeah? Because in a kleine Sach, but was stert gegangen, the whole thing, you know. That's what Tainug is built. So when you have to reach a Madrega of Lisanig Al Hashem, that means you have to reach a Madrega which is above Tevora. That's what he says in the beginning. This Madrega Be'etzim is only Loilam Abo. Because Olam Hazeh is not shy to that. Huh? But in order to reach there, you have to go through Olam Hazeh. But there, the point in that is not the Milchemes HaYetzer. That's not the point. Because the whole point is reaching a stage where you are no Milchemes HaYetzer left. It's above your Bchira. You have to reach that, because that's what Ruchnis means. That's the way that Mesilas Yesharim establishes the first, the Tachlis of the Bria. You have to reach that. Then he says, look, we are in a world of Bchira. In our work of Bchira, we also have to reach that. But then the work is not with the motto of Lisanek al Hashem. Then the work is Shleimus. Shleimus and Dveikus calls for work. It's a Derech Hashem. I don't want to go into this, my Kashikul Tera though. But Shleimus and Dveikus is calling for work. You can read it, you can see it in the Derech Hashem. In the Derech Hashem, when he speaks about Dveikus, he says the backbone of Dveikus is that you have Prire. That is the background of Dveikus, because it is your ownness, your Atzmoy in the Prire, and it is the Atzmoy of the Beroilom which is mischaber to your Atzmoy. You know, and then the things you are boicher, also you are dovik boy. That is the Hashem in the beginning, and he speaks about Avodah Zarah. Says the backbone of Dveikus is having Prire, because without having Prire you can't really be dovik. That's a deep thing there. Yeah, so it's also very difficult. The Derech Hashem is a very difficult prat there, a very difficult thing. But you see it there too, that the point of Dveikus, the point of Shleimus, goes together with Prira. So that the Mesilas Yesharim simply is going three stages. The first one is a Tachlis. You have to reach a stage which is above Prira, above Tevorah. That means in Ruchnis means no kashas left, no Torah but Girsah, so nothing. You just have Lisanik al Hashem. To your amazement, when you look in Shar Beis in Nefesh HaChaim, he says davening means Lisanik al Hashem b'teves atfileh. That's how, those are his words. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim says. Lisanek al Hashem b'teves atfile. So it's exactly the way we spoke about tfile. Tfile is not a place of problems and not a place of problem solving. Tfile is a place of Lisanek al Hashem. That means there are no problems here. Eh? No problems. And that's our problem. Because this is a very high madrega, the way the Mesilas Yesharim says. And we have to work on that we should reach that. That Ruchnis is a thing which is there. Not Ruchnis is a thing we deal with. No, it is there. And we have a tainuk from that thing which is there. That's what Ruchnis means. Yeah? And he says, it's Lisanik al Hashem in Tfile. But the second one is that it goes into your working space when you want. And there it comes out, there come these two other the two or three other dimensions in it. It's Shleimus, Dveikus and Toiv. Those are the things you deal with in your Shleimus means it's a Chesoron perhaps, and I have to be Sholem, and Dveikus means that I have Prire. So you have to go Toiv Bora, and then really according to the as much as you are Boicher B'Toiv, that's the Atkamo Kefi that's then the right thing to say in the second Mahalach. In the first, not. In the first, that would be very wrong, because that's not the point. Huh? It's the same thing that in Tfilah would say, Kefi Ashir, which you were metarets all your kashes on the Nusach HaTfilah, that's the way your Tfilah will be niskabel. No, that's what? No, it's not. Because your Tfilah is niskabel the way you are davening and living that thing. But there are other places to work, so there you have to work with Tevorah. And the third, the third is a problem, but I think the third Mahalach says something extremely deep, but one has to explore that thing still. You know, you have to put your head on the wall till something comes out, you know, but we'll see. But the third one is an answer to what he says in the second. Nimso, does the Oilom, that the second one he says, that's what he says. And by the third Mahalach, he wants to be metaken that. He says there is a stage that the Olam is going together with you. You have to reach that. It's all about where to reach. You have to reach that the Olam is going together with the Olam Adam HaSholem. And that was Yaakov Avinu, and that's the Or Tzadikim Yismach. And then the world will not be anymore a place which drives you crazy, because the world wants to go with you. That is the answer to this problem. All the three Mahalchim are aiming for one thing. You have to reach, that's what he says in the Klolish of Dover, Odom Lanibra, Babu Matsova, Boilam Azeh, El Babu Matsova, Boilam Abo. And Boilam Abo is the place which is above Pchire. It's the place where there is no problems left. So he says, the world too will help you to that. But only in the way you are in Odom HaSholem, and then your world is a world which doesn't pose you problems. It could be your private world. I once thought, but this is already not as some, but I once thought that Tzadikim Memoinom Chovi Balayim Roisha Migufam has to do with this. Even though the Gemara in Soit is not as a Yabba, that's a partly shot in that, let's say. Because they don't like money. Even the Gemara in Soit says that it was a waste of money, that's what means, but it could be several things. Okay, I don't want to have to apologize about all the Gemaras, but it could be that part of that is that the Tzadikim established their world, established their possessions in a way which the possessions are pointing towards Avodah. Huh? When you have your own home, then your home tells you something. No, your home has a certain message to you. Is it comfort? Is it relaxing? Is it avoider? Is it thinking about the Borei Olam? You can't, the world, your private world, when you are really working on yourself, then your world also will tell you that. Yeah, once in a while, I saw big people, they'd like their pen to write. Even though there were 20 pens on the table, they wanted their own, because with that I write the Torah. That is my thing to write the Torah with. Or you have a certain chair, and this chair there I want to sit, not because of the comfort, but because that chair makes me, that it's like, whenever, however you are, you know. But your home, it has a certain message to it. And it, or it makes you closer to Avodah, or it makes you away from Avodah. So in your own home you could do that. And this is a tachlis of the world, that the world should point towards Avodah, and then the Mechemes HaYetzer is less, because the world doesn't drive you out. That's the problem with the world outside of you, which is not a Meshamish of you, and there you have problems. So that's what I thought is Tzadikim Memoinom Choviv Alem Yosem Migufom, because with a moment you can make that happen. With the goof you can be never sure, you know, because the goof, who knows, you know, that the way the goof is built, that he makes problems. That's his tafkid. The world's tafkid is not making a problem. The world's tafkid is to help you to work. So the tzaddikim like that more. That was my pshat. It's a halbe chassidish, halbe loichto pshat. So that's not so, but such a big compliment for that. But I thought once, something like this, but that's with Misir Shalom, for sure. The Misir Shalom wants that what I said beforehand, that the world is a problem, we solve it here. Because the whole point is, we have to reach a place which is above these problems which are there in the world. Okay? So I wanted to show you in the Perek Aleph Mesilas Yesharim. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim wants. That was by him Avodah. And it goes exactly together with what we spoke beforehand. That Avodah means that you have to be able to live with Ruchnius in a way which is not a problem-solving way. And we have to get used to that. We have to work on that. I can't speak to Bnei Torah about Ruchnius, and this dimension is simply not Kayim. I just can't do. Because then I will speak not to Bnei Torah, I'll speak to professionals. Only learning professionals. Yeah? That's a bad, very bad idea. I don't speak to learning professionals, I speak to Bnei Torah. And Bnei Torah means that someone is able to live with Ruchnius. And life is not about solving problems. This drives you out of your head, you know. Life is not about solving problems. it's a very good moshel about the hospital and about your own life, you know. Even when you go to a shiva, you have a kick out of it. Which machla did he have, you know? But when someone says, no, he had no machla. He was living a good life, and in the end, finita la commedia. Then you say, oh. So what shall I speak now? Then you say, he was a big tzaddik, huh? Mrs. Nishika, something like this. But it's no interesting anymore, that's right? Because the whole thing is about the problem and the tried that it solved. Kimat, you know, that it's like learning, you know. It's a toysis, life isn't about that. Life is about no problems. And in the end, that's why we are in Olam Hazeh, you know. There's no problems, dear. There's no problem. Life is about not having problems. That's what life is about. Yeah? Okay? So we would have to work on that. Look, when we work on that dimension, for sure, that will afterwards give another koyach to solve problems. Yeah? It's very similar to your body. When you have a healthy body and your body works well, and you have a virus coming in, your body will fight that better. When you are only halfway through living, and the virus comes in, then you could falter in front of that, you know. So this the same thing. When you are healthy with your living in Ruchnius, the dealing with the problems are much better. In Lomdus, but this is a question of taste in Lomdus. But in Lomdus, according to my opinion, when you have a healthy way of Ruchnius, you can discern morbid Lomdus and healthy Lomdus. Because once in a while you have these people which they are going over the cliff, you know. They're making unnoch, and in the end you think, but das meint man nicht. Keiner hat das nicht gemeint, you know. But this das meint man, you know. You have to understand the sugya. You have to understand what it said over here. So once in a while there are problem. It's not science in that sense. It's not physics. Once in a while there are problem which take. You do not understand till the end, because who understands Torah till the end? But the apostle perhaps not, but when you are healthy life in Ruchnius, then you see, no, this is the way the sugya goes. I remember that from Reb Nochum, you know. Reb Nochum, a lot of times he said, I didn't tell you the sugya is easy, you know. Das habe ich nicht einmal gesagt. So he made like, the Hans is schwer, aber das ist der Pshat. Do you have a teretz? No, I don't. But that does it on pshat, you know. That is the nireli. That's a healthy man, you know. A healthy man in learning. He has this. I say he does not, yeah. And then you deal, and then you push that further, and perhaps a year down the road, or you will have a teretz on that. But it's not. You don't. I was even like, "We started from Akasha, Favostakan is." You never understood it. I never understood that. People, it's like, it sounds like a self-defense from a Rosh Hashiva, that's right? That's right. You have a Shir Chloli, and he said something makes really no sense. And you come and ask this Bombe Kasha, and then he smiles to you and says, von a Kasha start man nicht, you know? And then you are finished, you know? You have nothing to say anymore. But it's not a self-defense. It's a question of health. It's a question of a healthy approach to Torah, even in this other endeavor of creating tirutzim. It's not a scientific thing. It's very much depending on how you live that ruchnius, and then you can push that there too and say, "Azoy kuk dasoyis," and that's it. You know, there are kashas, but for the time now, we are finished with that sugya, and we go further on. Another year, another 2 years, we'll see that again. Perhaps we'll see that a little bit different. But this is a healthy thing. It's a question of health in ruchnius, yeah. But it depends very much on that. On that, the way the Mesillas Yoharim says that you are able to accept that your ruchnius is going to a place where you live with it, not where you are solving the problems. Where you live with it, so that we have to learn. So that's the work. That's a big work. It is very very healthy. I think over here in Lakewood the. And for sure your children, they have you call that penasmanim, or here you say camp, or here you say feiswas, combine things, you know. And once in a while, there, the living with ruchnius is a thing which you can experience, and which will keep you above water. because you a lot of times spend as money. I see the people are leaving Hochnis because the support of the environment that you are, you call that legally learned, or however you call that, means you are torut begir sosoi. The definition of ben azmanim is not being torut begir sosoi. That's the definition, you know, that you are going for fishing. That's a very calm thing, you know. Try to catch a fish all day. That's good. It's a very good thing, you know. But you just don't learn the Tosis now. You fish, or you do a thing, or you go with your children and have a time with your children. But it means it can't be chofesh of ruchnis. Everyone says that. It can't be chofesh of ruchnis. But you don't give your mahalach, and then you always have this, you know, this pocket gemara. Then no chofesh of ruchnis. Yeah, how are you? No chofesh of ruchnis. And you don't know how to do that because you don't you. Then you have this gemara which says vlechtach abaderech, and then. I'm not against that, but it is not a solution. You understand it yourself, it's not a solution. It's not this case in London. You wouldn't accept the Teretz in Tosis like this. You wouldn't accept it. There's no Mahalach. A Ben Tere can't have such a Mahalach, because that's not the Mahalach. It's keeping on to the thing which dissolves in front of you, but you try to keep on. It's like, you know, Chazoke is a bissel beides, aber nicht im Ganzen, aber a bissel beides. Same thing, you know, that you wouldn't accept it in Bovasa, you know. So same thing. No, you can't, no, you have a Mahalach. The Mahalach in Ben Azmanim is very much that. You have to understand that Ruchni is a question of life. Ruchni is not a question of solving problems, it's a question of life. And Ben Azmanim is full with life. Is it Tziurim in Emunah? Is it davening? Is it same psuke de zimra in the woods together with a tziporim? You know, this is this poetic mood. You don't have to be a poet to do that. It's a bit like a poetic mood. You are experiencing not only excitement with the children. No, you are experiencing life with children. But life experience is very much a ruchnistic thing. You have to try to get that you are able to think about the thing throughout the day. You have something in the back of your mind which you think about, you chew on it, you chew on it, you fall back on it, you chew on it. You have to try to get used to that things are with you. You are simply chewing, you know, chewing on them. That's what life means. You will tell me when I have to. When I have to finish. I have to finish now? No. Wait. Yes? No. No. When I have to finish, you, or whenever someone wants to go, please, you can go.
What?
Yeah?
What?
Now it is a little bit less than a chodesh. Yeah. Yeah. No, just you. I want to explain that to you how you do it. The novice says that. By Yecheskel. Yecheskel saw the Megillah and Boron told him Echeles HaMegillah Azois. That's right, Yecheskel. You had to eat the Megillah. Echel. And Echel at Megillah means learning. But it means learning like food. Food is a thing which makes your life. And he was learning, he was eating it. And Espit Necho Tamale. That means the Tachlis is, it should go into your stomach. It should be a part of you. And then he said, I was eating the Megillah, it was in my mouth sweet like honey. So it was never clear, because the tachlis should be in the stomach. So I understand, you in your physiology in the stomach don't feel the food, only in your pay. But it's a morsel. It's hat nicht gegessen die Megillah. Yeah, hat gelernt, you know, it's a morsel. So why you take that moshel that the hanoah doesn't come from the tachlis, it comes from the chewing? Why? The hanoah should be even the tachlis, because it's not like this. This lehisanik, for sure, is there a matzah, but this is the teva of teira we have, that the lehisanik stems from the chewing. But the chewing is like your mother told you. You have to chew well. That means you make like this, and then you don't swallow. You turn it over, and then make like this. And turn over, and make like this. That's called chewing, you know? And then you are Megale de Tam. Then the taste comes out. When you swallow a thing down directly, you don't taste it. But when you chew it well, then you taste it. That's what Yechezkel said. Well, you befi kedvash melmosik. That means I chew it, and then, Just that's what you have to learn. You have to learn to take a thing in Torah and simply chew it. Not trying to have the tablets on anything, you know, but chew it. A brocha. If a birchas aneni, or a birchas hodoah, or a part, you have to learn, you have to prepare yourself that you are able to chew a brocha. The way I said from the Chazanish. Shakel niyabidvoroi. But there it's difficult because it is a brocha rishon and you want to eat. But for example, brocha achroina. You know exactly the way it goes. I tell you, where do I know from? Because I know it. It's like Alzheimer's. You know, you eat something and then you have a suffix. That's why the people are growing fat. You know, you eat something and after the eating, you are doing a thing and then you have a suffix whether you said for your nefoshes. And then you have to eat another shear from something. So then not a shear. So you eat another shear, and then to your amazement, you again forget whether you said for your nefoshes. You know, it's like Alzheimer. It's like you are insane. As nicht normal. I say this tzir everywhere, in every place I see the tzir, people begin to laugh because that makes me very comfortable that I'm not the only one which is such an idiot, you know? Because that's the way you go. Are you crazy? Du sagst, da brauche ich rein, da bist du mit Schugge. This is not the type of Achille. This is something else because you ate. And you want to finish, and it's difficult for you to eat again. And then you eat again, and you again forget. And then you eat again. And that's the way you grow fat, you know. Unbelievable. Bimis boyin abrocha achoyin. Boyre nefoshis rabbis vechesroino. Al kol mashe barosa. Lachios bohem nefesh tochoy. I once was sitting with Rabbi Ari Finkel in a car going to Chasana, and we went through the Yerushalayim to Ramat Gan, Tel Aviv, I don't know where it was, and he was sitting in the back and he said Birchas Hatfilas HaDerech. I simply thought that this person was falling out of the Tfilas HaDerech perhaps 5 times. And pause. And another pause. And I thought he simply forgot how he goes further on. No. He spoke to someone. He thought about it. He was just enjoying that bracha. Yeah? He was enjoying the hizdamnut to say that thing, you know. For us, a broche or a birchas broche is only to reach the end, you know. That's the way you also say the broche in front of others. You know, you say, the other one has to say, you know. That's your favorite to the other one. You say the broche slowly. I'm going to and you are living that thing. It's a living thing. So it could be like the birchas aneni beforehand, it's more difficult. Brochachoin is easier. And there is a problem. I never analyzed why. Where does that come from? Why is it? But I say that tzior in a lot of places, and people begin to laugh. And the way they laugh, I can't discern whether they laugh about me or about themselves. Most people laugh about themselves, you know, because they say, ani makir et zeh, kenerei shehu gam makir et zeh, you know, so it makes you comfortable. So, but it's like. Modna, why does that happen to us? I want to say the Brocha Achroina. I do want to say that. I'm not against it, but it's for some reasons. Shumanto viso kosiso kaza. It's like the borch away. You know, don't need that thing. No, it's like a seal for that. Yeah. But then, no, you say it, or slowly, or one birasa shachar. How long can you chew such a thing? Yeah. It's unbelievable how much is there. You know, even in the beginning of a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. These few words, there's a world in front of you without perushim, only chewing on it, without perushim. Don't have a pair of a perush. Only leave that. That you're speaking to the Beroilom, second person. Even to Obama, you speak not in second person. That's right. You say, Mr. President. So why did the Beroilom don't say, Boch Ator, Mr. President? Why not? I said, what Ator? What's Ator? Mr. President. You thought once? Why did you say Ator to the Beroilom? Ata. You know, I don't know whether over here the Rosh Yeshiva, you tell him, Ata, you? Not a good idea. Shouldn't do it. But to the Beroilom, you say Ator. Yeah, it is. And then you say this American thing. The relationship. it's a dirty word, you know. The relationship to the Beroilom. No, it is a whole world. It's a world of his yachsus, of his boyenus. It's a whole world. Boruch and Ato and Yudke Vovke, which is ununderstood, you know. There's one brocha which the end is Neuchach. That's right. You know, all the brochas, the Rashba says, the beginning is you and the end is. Yeah? There's one brocha, one. It's the end is also Neuchach, you know? It's also. I asked that to a person which sounds like 15 minutes of Shmoneh Esrei. Hatoyv Shimcho Ulecho Noel Hoydois. It's the only brocha which ends in Neuchach. Why? You thought once about why? Yeah, and then she said, it's a maral. I don't know. But I didn't know maral. But it's a maral. It's a vechasha. No, it's a thing to chew on. It's a cry. It screams till the heaven. That thing, you know. Why do you say there? I tell you, shimcho ulecho noel oidos. And then I'm going to say, amoy Yisrael b'sholom. By the sholom, you say who? He. That's not amoy. Why? What is that? Why don't you chew on that? It's because you don't chew. I'm hot. That's a problem. But it's not a problem to be solved with the secret Torah from the Hashem and the Maral and the Goan in Bakemish and story. You know these people, you know? The Gro. You know, that's the, how you say the Reish. The Gro. I can't say it. You know, you have to say it. And we came on his story, you know. No, it's you! And you chewing on it! You live that, huh? That's what you have to do. And it's an unbelievable thing. The Nevi Chaim, it's an unbelievable thing. Tfile is lehis aneg al Hashem beteves atfile. Tfile is that mokum where you have it. That netto living with the ruchnis. That's lehis aneg al Hashem beteves atfile. Okay? So that's what I wanted to say for today. I think it's a lot of work. In Benazmani, the preparation for Benazmani, it's a benefit. You see, your Benazmani will be a different Benazmani, and you will live Ruchnis in a different way.
Could be done in learning.
What?
Could be done in learning also.
Could be, but learning always has a tendency that you run into problems. But you could do it. How? Okay, so first do it in the davening, and then you can do it. You can do it in the learning. It's a question, how long can you sit with a thing, with a kasha, without driving crazy for you sit with unclarity? How long can you chew on that? Simply chew on that. Not clear. It's not clear, but you live with that. And it is on your mind, but you live it not under pressure to look in Sforim. You live with that. And then perhaps the solution comes out of that life. The way I said, by the health, you know, when you're a healthy boy, then you're fighting. The disease comes from your health. It doesn't come from the antibiotics. It comes from your own life force. Same thing over here. It could be that you will create the talents out of that thing is sitting with you. But that's already another stage, perhaps. I only wanted to introduce that dimension. I think it's pretty clear that there is a dimension going on in Ruchnis. Yeah, pretty clear. So try to do it. We'll try to do it, and we'll see how that thing works. But I couldn't go and not mention that thing at all to a group of Bnei Torah. Yeah? I think this is a very important thing for Bnei Torah to know. Yeah? A very important thing. It's a Iker Chosam in a safe way, and that thing doesn't exist. Okay? Atkan for today. Shkoyach for listening.